Second date update.
All right, we got Clay standing by. He had a great first date with Rebecca, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. First of all, Clay, tell us how you met Rebecca.
We met on Bumble.
The dating app, okay.
Yeah, and we actually both live in the apartments in, you know, West Devon. So we just decided to meet at the patio bar that's pretty, like, close to our apartments. It's just right by there.
Okay, very nice. And how'd that date go?
Good. I mean, we had a couple drinks, and, you know, I even walked her back to her apartment.
Of gentlemen?
Yeah, I try. You know, and I texted her a bunch of times, but she never responded.
Okay. And did anything go wrong on the date? I assume if you walked her home, nothing had to go wrong, right? I hope.
No, yeah, nothing went wrong. We talked for a little while at her door, and then that was it. And just, I thought we had good chemistry. It was just kind of weird.
All right. Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rebecca?
Yes.
Hey, this is Hawkeye, Jasmine, and Connected K from 96.3 KSCS Radio, Hawkeye in the Morning. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Sure.
I know it's kind of odd that all of a sudden a radio station would call you out of the blue, but the reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update, and people call us and had a great first date, but for some reason never progresses to a second date, and we got a call about you.
Oh, God.
Do you remember going out with Clay?
Clay. Mm-hmm.
He said you guys had a great first date, then he said he never heard from you again.
Yeah. It was an okay date, but he got weird at the end.
What do you mean by he got weird at the end?
Well, we were having an okay time. We went to a bar, but then he was arguing with me. It was like 30 minutes of him arguing with me as to like why I should kiss him goodnight.
Ew. Gross.
I know.
After just one no, that should be all it takes.
I know. Thank you.
Did you file a report?
That way. I wanted to. Can I now?
You know, all kidding aside, was it aggressive or was it just, you know, he just wouldn't let it go?
He wouldn't let it go. And I kind of couldn't, like, it was sort of in jest. And I'm like, I don't know. That's just not cute. And you shouldn't have to bully someone into kissing you goodnight, you know?
Okay, well, he did say that he walked you home, and I guess you guys live in the same area, is that correct, West 7th?
Yeah.
Okay, like, as he got to your apartment, that's when this conversation took place.
Yeah.
Well, we actually have Clay on the other line there.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, if you don't want to talk to him, it's totally up to you.
You don't have to.
I mean, if you don't want to talk to him, we could just end this right here. But if it's okay, we can bring him up on the other line, we can ask him about this, but it's whatever you want to do.
No, it's okay. It's kind of funny. He called the radio station to do it, and if he wants to do it on the radio, let's go. Let's talk about it.
I am. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, Clay.
I really was trying to be cute. I was just kind of joking and flirting. I really didn't mean it to be aggressive and weird, and, you know, I wasn't getting that sense that you thought that either, but I guess I'm hearing that you did.
You weren't getting the sense by me being like, okay, no, thank you.
I don't know. I thought we were just flirting and being cute, so, you know, I wasn't obviously going to try to kiss you if you didn't want to, you know.
Just a word of advice, like, for anyone else you go out with in the future, like, if it takes 30 minutes to try and convince someone that they should give you a kiss goodnight, they don't want to do it probably, and you should just let it go.
Okay.
You know?
Totally. Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know. I felt like I have brothers, you know, and they, like, pick on you and they try and, like, push your buttons, and I sort of felt like that's what you were doing, and I'm not trying to hang out with someone who acts like one of my brothers and treats me like such. I don't know. Sorry, man.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
All right. At least now I know.
Rebecca, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for being part of the show.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Clay, obviously didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Rebecca.
Totally. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.